Rav Shimon ben Yochai was his name. The great Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Now the Talmud tells us also, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, the Romans were looking for him also. And he and his son, Rabbi Elazar, hid in a cave for 13 years from the Romans. The Talmud tells us now that they had a brook of water that ran by the mouth of the cave, and they had a buxer tree that grew in there, and they lived off of, if you want to have a simple diet, they had it. By the way, just as an aside, but there is nothing in Jewish life, almost nothing in Jewish life, that does not have an origin somewhere, that doesn't reflect something. Our custom, for instance, on Tu B'Shvat, on the 15th day of Shvat, to eat fruits that grow in Israel. So over the centuries, one of the fruits that's always eaten is the carob, the buxer, even though it doesn't taste quite as delicious as our palates are accustomed to, and the kids always make faces to it. But the truth of the matter is, if you think about it, if I say to you, Tu B'Shvat, you think of buxer. That's the first thing you think of is carobs. Even though we eat figs and we eat apricots and we eat prunes, raisins, whatever, nuts, which are better tasting, but we all think of carobs, a buxer. The reason for the custom is it reminds us of these stories. It reminds us of the prophet Elijah who lived on it. It reminds us of Rav Shimon ben Yochai who lived on it. It's a reminder that somehow that fruit and that tree is a messenger from God for Jewish survival. And therefore it gives us hope that we may not have anything else to eat, but if you have a piece of buxer to eat, so, you know, anybody who ate buxer survived in the Jewish world. He's still here. A very fascinating thing, just to show you, the Christians borrowed not only our Bible, they borrowed a lot of our stories too. They fixed it up. And then the Christians call it St. John's bread, because John allegedly in the desert survived on that, which is a straight lifting of the story from the Tanakh regarding Eliyahu and from the Talmud regarding Rav Shimon ben Yochai. As most, I think, every miracle in the New Testament is a copy of a miracle that happened. Now, there are no new miracles. They're all used miracles, one-owner-driven miracles. And there is a reason for that. And therefore, the reason that it's called St. John's bread is also indicative of that. He probably ate the seeds. Now, Rav Shimon ben Yochai lived for 13 years with his son Rabbi Elazar. In those 13 years, he became almost a completely spiritual being, to the extent that a human being can. He also developed himself in Torah to the greatest extent possible. And therefore, when the decree was lifted and he and his son were allowed to leave the cave, so the Talmud tells us that he could not adjust to normal life. He could not adjust to the problems of human beings, of ordinary human beings, which is the Talmud is using this to give us an insight into the problems of being on a high spiritual plane. Every advance in life brings with it problems. The Kotzker, whom, God willing, I hope that I'll be able to talk to you about when we get to that period of the 1800s, that Akotsker says, I'm thinking about God and truth and infinity, and this poor Jew comes and asks me to pray that his cow should give an extra quarter milk a day. That's the problem.